Hello again, and welcome to another edition of Time for Brass, Manx Radio's programme specially for listeners who love the sound of the brass band. Tonight is a musical excursion powered by nostalgia, for with 14 tracks in the next hour, we're going to introduce 14 different colliery bands from the great days of the coal industry. The headstocks and the spoil heaps may have gone, but the passion for music and community pride lives on. For as far as my researches have taken me, all of the colliery bands you'll hear tonight are still thriving. So, our first stop on this musical tour is in the Nottinghamshire coalfield and the Thoresby Colliery Band. That great march, Mephistopheles, played by the Thoresby Colliery Band. Next on our musical magic carpet, we head north to Yorkshire and the band that all cinema-goers met in the film Brassed Off. Plenty in that film that the grumpy purists could criticise, but it said a great deal about passion for music and community life. So, on we go with Grimethorpe playing Glinka's Overture, Ruslan and Ludmilla. Thank you. Back to the buildings again now, and the appropriately named town of Colville, home of the Desford Colliery Band, a band that I had a lot to do with in the 1970s when they were conducted by the charismatic Ernest Woodhouse. I arranged for Desford to come to the Isle of Man for Harry Pickard's International Festival. Here they are now with Harry James's Trumpet Blues and Cantabile. Thank you. the Desford Colliery Band of Leicestershire, and so to South Wales to visit the Cory Band of Treorchy. Well established, you could say, for they were formed back in the 1880s. For a long period, until very recently, they were the top-rated band in the world. Tonight, they treat us to a gorgeous work by the Belgian composer Jan van der Oost, Canterbury Chorale.
Thank you.
the Cori Band of South Wales. It comes as something of a surprise to realise that the leafy lanes and the fruit farms of Kent also have a place in the history of coal mining. But yes, near the town of Deal, we meet the Bettshanger Band, currently London and Southern Counties Third Section champions. From their current concert repertoire, I've chosen the popular Concierto de Aranjuez, or as Brass Off memorably had it, Concierto de Orange Juice. Well, here they are.
Thank you.
the Bettshanger Band of Kent. Well, the musical magical carpet has earned its corn tonight, for it's flying us almost the length of England to County Durham. And the Bear Park and Esh Colliery Band and the Ellington Colliery Band from near Morpeth. First, Bear Park and Esh keep it local with Songs of the Tyne, while Ellington transport us to sunny Italy for La Danza.
Thank you.
Another solo now, a solo for the baritone, an instrument that in the right hand has a lovely warmth of tone, and if you're in any doubt about it, then let's make our way back to a region that many would regard as the true heartland of brass banding, although there are just as many that would dispute that claim. Nevertheless, the South Yorkshire Caulfield has produced a great crop of great bands, and among them, Carlton Main Frickley, and that's where we stop off to hear baritone soloist Matthew Pollard play another of Stephen Roberts' arrangements, Carrickfergus.
Thank you.
Carlton Main Frickley, a man, so I'm told, that following the great miners' strike of the 1980s was reduced to just six players, but those six were the bedrock of renewal. But now it's up to Scotland and the Kingdom of Fife, to two coastal communities, Buckhaven and Methil, whose proud boast it is that it has competed every available year since 1905. Quite a record. They bring us tonight's second march, one I'd never met before, called Bayview. And then it's across the Firth of Forth to Edinburgh and a few miles to the southwest, where we come to one of the great bands of Scotland, Whitburn, who charm us with the heartbreakingly beautiful Eriskay Love Lilt. Thank you. the Eriskay Love Lilt, played by one of Scotland's great bands, Whitburn. So where's our musical pilgrimage taking us next? Back into what I called the heartland of brass banding, South Yorkshire, this time just a little bit north and east of Doncaster, where again you'll find two communities, Hatfield and Askham, and the band of that name. They continue Time for Brass tonight with a song made popular by the Hollies and Neil Diamond. It goes back to a story told by a moderator of the Free Church of Scotland, of a little girl struggling to carry a very big baby boy. When he asked if she needed help, the girl replied, "He ain't heavy, he's my brother." And then, a little further south, between Rotherham and Worksop, the Dinnington Colliery Band bring us The Great Escape.
Thank you.
And so, with just two tracks to go, we finish our journeying in Wales. First, just a matter of 50 miles or so across the Irish Sea from the Isle of Man, is the site of the former Point of Ayre Colliery, whose band, like many others, survived the closure of the pit. To lead us up to our closer, they give us a stirring performance of Malagueña. And then we end our colliery tour with Newbridge Killinan Colliery in South Wales, who close tonight's show with Philip Wilby's magnificent arrangement of The Day Thou Gavest. Good night. ¶¶